Listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Folks, don't go away because we've got a dynamite program for you tonight. You don't want to miss it. Ladies and gentlemen, on the other end of our call-in line, we have someone who has been a guest on this program many times before. And the last time that we discussed this wonderful woman was when I did a program praising her for all that she's done, but sort of as a very good friend, taking her to task for her proposed armed march on Washington, D.C., which I still oppose, simply from a military standpoint, that it is insane for a general to march troops across the open without artillery support and without control of the air. Everyone who understands military tactics understands this principle. I do agree with Linda that were it possible, it should have been done a long time ago. If I were to do it, ladies and gentlemen, I would take a different tact. For I've studied ever since Vietnam, where I learned to respect guerrilla warfare. I learned that if it were to be done, our people should be infiltrated into the area over several weeks' time. They should have a plan. The plan should be able to be implemented on a moment's notice and should be carried out swiftly with everybody achieving their objective within 15 minutes or less. And that's the only way that such a thing could be successful. I applaud Linda Thompson for her courage, for all that she has ever done for this country and for the Patriot movement, and especially her efforts for the cause that we know now as the massacre at Waco. Linda, welcome to the Hour of the Time.
Well, I'm certainly honored and delighted to be here. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, it's good to have you back. It's been a long time. You know, so that you don't have to repeat a whole lot of things, and so people can get a feeling for what you've been going through. I'd like your permission to just play a part of an Art Bell program that you appeared on recently, say about 10 minutes, and then we can talk about what we hear. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
Okay, stand by, Linda.
Armed and in uniform to deliver the Declaration of Independence to the White House and to enforce the ultimatum. The militia will arrest congressmen who have failed to uphold their oaths of office, who then will be tried for treason by citizens' courts. Please, and well, I'm not even going to read any further. Let's find out if that is true. Wait a minute here. Let me find on hold and go over here and do it here. Linda Thompson, are you there?
Yes.
Do I have that right?
You sure do.
You really said this, Linda?
Really said it.
Why?
And then every word of it.
Why?
Well, why would you ask why when right now we have an absolutely bankrupt federal government that's being run by private bankers, and we have a federal judiciary that is more corrupt than what existed at the time of the American Revolution in the 1700s. We have a dictatorship in this country where a president can issue executive orders and by fiat decree that there will be house-to-house warrantless searches as the military of the country has been sent away like that. It's to reduce their numbers because most of the patriots are to be found in the military. That's why they're there.
Linda, you're an attorney. Do you know what you've done here?
I absolutely do.
I don't know. I'm just shaking my head.
Sam Adams said it pretty well.
Who?
Samuel Adams.
Samuel
one of the founding fathers of our country. If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel or arms. Crouch down and lift the hands which feed you. May your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were our countrymen.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what to say to you, Linda. The Constitution that you say that you value and you treasure and you quote our founding fathers, why have you given up on the process so quickly and so easily?
I have not given up on the process.
Sure you have. If you're going to take guns and go arrest congressmen, Linda, you've given up on the process.
Then you don't understand the Second Amendment at all, and you don't understand the Constitution at all.
I do understand
the Second
Amendment.
Because the very purpose of the Constitution is exactly what we're doing. Enforcing the Constitution, we're requiring. We sent an ultimatum to Congress.
It's not time. Linda, it's not time for that yet.
When will it be time? When you have a tank in your front yard? There couldn't be a better time because right now we're already under a declared state of national emergency. We've been under a declared state of national emergency since 1956. The president of this country does not need an excuse to declare martial law. Everyone has seen the handwriting on the wall.
President,
I haven't talked to
president
anyone.
Linda, the president has not declared martial law.
I said he doesn't need an excuse to declare it. I have not seen anyone who believes that that is not about to occur here in this country.
About to occur or might occur. Not occurring, though.
Hold it.
What do you call it
when they're doing house-to-house searches?
All right, let's talk about that, all right?
Because they're not attacking your house, it doesn't matter, right?
No, let's talk about that. I think that what they're doing is poorly advised in Chicago.
It's unconstitutional. It's not poorly advised. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. It is absolutely wrong.
What about the court system? Hold it a second, Linda. What about the court system?
What about the court system? Has it been to court lately?
It hasn't gone to court yet. This could go to court, couldn't it?
No, it has gone to court, and it's been upheld as constitutional. That's what I'm saying to you. We do not have a federal judiciary that gives a fig about the Constitution, and that's the very point. If you cannot count on the last bastion, the court, to uphold the Constitution, our Supreme Court has become nothing but the Congressional Confirmation Committee.
Why would you want to arrest people that you can vote out of office?
Because you can't vote them out of office.
Why not?
Have you tried?
Well, I've cast votes, but I mean, have you tried?
Is it any good?
And the question is, have you tried?
Yes, and have you read Vote Scam?
Yes, I've read Vote Scam.
And you've had the fellow on the air about Vote Scam, haven't you?
No.
Well, a lot of radio stations have. You might want to have it on.
They may have. I don't give a lot of credibility. I've read Vote Scam, and I don't think there's a lot of supporting evidence in there. There's lots of allegations in there.
Well, right now there's a scandal in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that absolutely validates almost everything he says, and it was just an election was just invalidated based on it. There's a scandal in Birmingham very similar to it. There are pockets all over the place that confirm it. And in terms of the 17th Amendment and our federal election, look at what we've had for choices. Did anybody in this country elect the electorate? No, they did not. And yet our Constitution specifically refers to an elected electorate. We don't have an elected electorate. Our governors, our committees pick the electorate, and they pick whoever donates the most to the committee. Committees, in turn, pick who their contributors tell them to pick. And that's why we end up with sorry choices like Bill Clinton.
I know what the problems are. It's just that, you know, you're wanting...
You cannot solve this through a voting process. It is not possible because we do not control the voting process. We, the people, have no control whatsoever over...
Linda, I want to ask you a serious question. Is it possible that you've been so closely involved in this and so tied up into it that your own judgment has... been adversely affected? Is that possible?
Is it so possible that you haven't researched it well enough that you don't know how dire the circumstances are?
Yeah, it's possible. Anything's possible. But you have yet to convince me of that we need to take guns and go arrest Congress people.
Well, then let's start with what is the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is not 10 amendments to the Constitution. It was a part of the original Constitution. Those first 10 amendments were so important that the states required that they be appended to the Constitution when it was passed, or it wouldn't pass. Now, what is the second most important one on there? The Second Amendment.
The first being the freedom of speech.
And freedom of assembly.
Of assembly as
and
well,
freedom
yeah.
of worship.
Yes, and you do not have those things. You can't go to the church that you want to go to on Sunday?
Ask David Koresh and the Branch Davidians.
Well, different story, but I mean generally
no,
as a general rule, can you
ask
go and
ask the family. Ask groups in unregistered churches where the IRS has slammed in their doors and arrested their pastors.
Hmm.
Ask Pastor Pete Peter. Ask the group that calls themselves Christian Identity. All those are religions.
The fact that I can put you on nationwide radio, no notice, just like this, Linda, that doesn't confirm the freedom of speech to you?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not, because I would not be on ABC, CBS, or NBC. I know how many radio stations have been bought that I've been on. After I've been on them, they've been completely bought. One was converted to a all-traffic, all-the-time station. How many times have I been on your station that things have happened? The last time before last, three of your towers went down. KOA up in Denver, every time I'm on Rick Barber's show, he gets harassed by the ATF. Two stations I've been on burned to the ground on the nights I was on. Now, you tell me how free it is when NBC and ABC and CBS and so forth will not cover what is really going on in this country. When they won't tell you that there was just a little riot out in California tonight, nobody heard about it.
No, I think you're liable to get coverage now.
Now, the things that are going on in this country are dire. And no, you're not free to assemble. No, ask the anti-abortion protesters who have just had a federal law passed.
Well, look, Linda, somebody is liable to do something about this. You start talking about armed people, getting armed people together to go get congressmen and arrest them and try them. And yeah, you're going to invite force used against you.
And we're talking about First Amendment here. Art, it's gone, right?
Gone, Linda. Here you are.
We have one right of speech until somebody catches up with us and shuts us down. That's what it amounts to. Because we do not have a free medium right now. We absolutely do not. I just named for you the ways that they control it. Several. I mean, that's not even the end of it. Down in Waco, I saw a man I went to law school with working for NBC. He's an FBI agent. This is the kind of thing that goes on in our media. There absolutely are federal agents working in the media. There are people working in the media that are going to get plum jobs for their cooperation with the administration. That's been admitted publicly.
Hmm.
Now, then freedom to assemble and freedom to worship. You only have to ask anybody that's not a mainstream religion recognized by the government whether we have that in this country or not. Don't ask a Roman Catholic. Don't ask a Jew. Don't ask a Baptist. But ask anybody else. And you'll find out.
But that's wrong. That's wrong, Linda. I could be a Buddhist, and I could go practice Buddhism. And nobody's going to come charging in on me. I can practice a Middle Eastern religion, and nobody's going to come charging in on me unless I'm mixing bombs.
Don't bet the rent. Because there are too many churches around this country that have already been attacked by the government.
Linda, I honestly think you've been focusing too closely on this, and it's...
What's a 501c3 corporation?
Tax exempt.
That's right. Do you realize that a church is not recognized as a church unless they submit to the federal government by filing and submitting to that contract?
Listen, Linda, I know there's a lot of things wrong. You don't need to document them for me.
Right, well,
I know there are.
You asked me to document.
Linda, it is not.
You asked me, was it bad enough?
That's right. That's right. No, you haven't yet.
Well,
you said there are threats to our liberties. We all agree on that, Linda. There are threats.
These are already things that have occurred. The threats to our liberty are the United Nations troops that are in this country. A president.
Well, Linda, I think you just kicked his butt on every single count. I was not aware that Art Bell didn't even know who Samuel Adams is and is so, so ignorant that he doesn't even understand what's happening in this country.
Lot of fun hearing it played back. I'm glad I didn't do as badly as I thought I did.
Badly? You thought you did badly?
Oh, yes, I can. I wasn't really awake.
Linda, I want to see you when you are refreshed.
Well, that's happening anytime soon from the workload in this place. But I'll tell you what, I was so disappointed afterwards. You see, I was giving Art the benefit of the doubt, thinking he's playing devil's advocate so that we could air these issues, you know, very well, because he was doing a very good job of leading questions, you know. And I thought, well, gee, this is great, because he's letting me get all this out and air it for the public so they'll really understand what all these things are about. Well, that wasn't the case at all. And then the next couple of weeks I kept getting calls from people telling me that he'd said this or that on his show about me or about the march. And I said, well, that's good. You know, one of the things that he could do is not talk about it at all. So he actually is doing us a favor, even if he's still playing devil's advocate. And I'm thinking, Ron Engelman had showed up at his station shortly after this interview, and he did a very bad interview. I mean, Ron Engelman spends his days going around behind me on radio stations trying to attack me. But interestingly enough, after Engelman shows up at a station, usually the host turns 180 degrees around, and for instance, Tom Donahue down in Florida, who had been a very strong supporter, Engelman showed up down there, and poor old Tom Donahue not only ends up on a federal indictment, he becomes a government lickspittle publicly. So I didn't think it, you know, took a rocket scientist to figure out what Ron Engelman was doing, and when he showed up on Art Bell's show, I thought, well, Art's had his 501c3 corporation threatened, and he doesn't want to lose his stuff, but he's doing the next best thing. He's keeping the controversy out in the open. Until one morning, he put out messages for everybody to get a hold of me and have me call him, and because I can't hear his show. He seems to think I can, but I can't, and the only way I hear about it is if somebody calls me. And several people did, and I called him at home. And I'll tell you, I was so disheartened, but again, Bill, you were right. Because I'll tell you, over a year ago, you told me a lot of things when I was just getting my feet wet in this. And I thought a lot of them were kind of off the wall, and I set you over in a little corner of question mark. And everything you've told me has been right. Every single thing. Not one thing has been wrong. So it was very disturbing when I talked to Art Bell that morning. He said to me that he believed that the one world government was inevitable, that the world was growing smaller because of communications, that it was a good thing. that we needed a one world government. And he told me, he was very interested in whether I pay my taxes or not. And then he told me that he paid his because he thought it was good for the country.
Well, you know that you were absolutely right about not having free speech. And that's the reason why I ultimately got my own radio show, and now you have yours, because that's the only way you have free speech is if you own the media. And they have tried to shut us up even that way.
Well, you've been jammed. I've been jammed. We found out who does the jamming. And that occurs every time I announce the program ahead of time, what we're going to cover. If it has anything to do with the feds or certain little agencies, then we get jammed.
Mm-hmm. Well, they burned down WWCR when I was broadcasting the truth about Waco. But let's get back to this other thing. You have to understand what you're playing with. Most of the independent stations that have big talk show hosts like Art Bell and Rush Limbaugh and others only have them because they are toting the party line. Rush Limbaugh is an entertainer, and he tells people that he's an entertainer. But yet he knows, and I know, and the Illuminati know, that he will keep them spinning around in these little whirlpools by the side of the river while the current passes them right by. He has neutralized them. The conservatives in this country really believe that they have a voice in Rush Limbaugh. They don't have a voice in Rush Limbaugh, whose family has been a Masonic family forever. You follow Art Bell around long enough, and he'll lead you directly to the lodge. He is the one who, on his show, promotes John Lear, Bob Lazar, the alien invasion thing. You want to get somebody on his show to counteract what these people say? Uh-uh, that's not allowed. And you already saw that he knows nothing about the fundamental principles and ideals upon which this nation is based, and anyone who calls himself a patriot who does not know who Samuel Adams is pulling your chain.
Well, I was certainly discouraged because we'd heard from so many people that Don Art was such a big patriot, and I was just absolutely, I expected a little controversy, but I never for a minute expected to hear anyone. I've never actually met a person or talked to a person that thought the one world order was a good thing. I mean, that to me is a big shock. How can you think this is a good thing and on the other hand claim that you're for our Constitution, our country's sovereignty, all the principles that this country's based on? Because the two things are absolutely diametrically opposed.
Well, I'll tell you how I could do it. I could accept world government, and I would promote it and help it along if the world government would adopt the founding principles, ideals, and fundamental truths that this country was based upon and would guarantee the individual rights that are guaranteed to us in our Constitution and Bill of Rights. I could support a world government that would do that.
That's a pretty good point. I hadn't considered that because they haven't ever proposed anything like that.
That's right. And what they're doing is manipulating us into a world government without allowing it to be debated. In fact, if you ask them if world government is coming, they will deny it. So they're deceiving us, they're manipulating us, and they're just a pack of liars who are bent upon total 100% control of every human being living on this planet. Now, that's why I oppose it. They're liars, they're deceivers, and they're manipulators. And anything that I have to be manipulated into or deceived into accepting or lied to about has not ever in my life been good for me.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, one of the things you said at the beginning of the show about guerrilla warfare, getting into the city ahead of time, all this kind of thing.
What I said is, if I were going to do such a thing, that's the way that I would do it.
If you were going to.
Someone else might do it a different way, but that's the way that I would do it.
In keeping with this, keep this thought, every militia unit out there is responsible for its own plan. And what you've suggested is not foreclosed at all. In fact, that is, well, without going into tactics, I believe that you'll see exactly what you're talking about.
Well, like I said before, I think it's long overdue. Traitors are destroying this nation.
Now, another thing, there's going to be many, many people that cannot go. There's a lot of people that are holding back saying, well, you know, if there's not enough people, I don't want to be there because I don't want to be the one to get shot. I mean, we've heard this, couch potato patriot. I've heard from enough of them. they can still do something at home, and there are units doing that. And the 19th is a deadline. It's not fixed in stone, but it is a deadline, and it mobilized militia units around the country. Where there were none, now there are lots. And where there already were militia units, those militias have doubled, tripled, quadrupled in size. Where people didn't have 2 years of food stored up, they believe us now, they know this is serious, they're getting food. They're getting prepared so that they don't have to take a number, so that when this false economy that they're creating comes about and we no longer have food in the food stores and they want us to work in the labor camps for our food, they won't have to take the number, they won't have to take the chip, they won't have to be part of the system. And that needed to be done because we've had all of these poo-pooers, I mean, the guys that are out there decrying how terrible it all is and whining and moaning, and then telling people to write their congressman.
Well, these are the people that ask me, the first thing is never about the Constitution, never about freedom, but how they can protect their assets. But I know, and Benjamin Franklin knew, and Benjamin Franklin said this. He said, make yourself sheep and the wolves will eat you. And that's absolutely true. He also said this. Our future safety will depend on our union and our virtue. Let us, therefore, beware of being lulled into a dangerous security. He says dangerous security of neglect in military exercises and discipline. He's not talking about the military. He's talking about the people of neglect in military exercises and discipline and in providing stores of arms and munitions of war to be ready on occasion. For all these are circumstances that give confidence to enemies and diffidence to friends. And the expenses required to prevent a war are much lighter than those that will, if not prevented, be absolutely necessary to maintain it. End quote.
And that was the well-regulated militia he was referring to, meaning all of the people in the country. And that was the, you remember the so-called stunt down in Waco, where we called for the peaceful assembly of militia. I learned a lot of very valuable lessons from that, if nothing else. When we first called for the militia assembly, that should have been my first clue as to who the traitors are.
Linda, I remember the first time I ever saw you in my life, you were standing in a parking lot in camouflage fatigues holding an AR-15 over your head.
That was the militia assembly.
And I immediately thought to myself, I must get to know this woman.
Well, the whole purpose of it was to make the point, and I think we made it because it certainly raised everybody's consciousness, what is a militia? What is our right to assemble? What is our right to keep and bear arms? All of those things were demonstrated that day, and it made people ask questions because as soon as we called for the militia assembly in Waco, which at that time was to be armed but peaceful, it was never intended to be a confrontation with ATF, and it was not.
That's correct.
We coordinated it with local law enforcement, and if nothing else, we have as a track record proof that armed people with dangerous assault rifles can assemble peacefully. You know, that was the point, and we did. But it made people start talking because we got all of the same controversy then that we're getting now with all of these people saying, oh, it'll be the excuse the government needs to declare martial law. You're going down there and it'll cause trouble. It'll do this, it'll do that. You'll all be killed, blah, blah, blah. Well, none of that happened at all because the people that came there have common sense for one thing.
Well, I think the reason it didn't happen, I think that they were trying to maybe look for something like that to happen, but it was a peaceful assembly. There was no intended march. There was no declaration to arrest congressmen or anything like that. I seriously believe that if such a thing were attempted upon Washington, D.C., marching down the road, a long string of patriots with rifles, the government would then declare them patriots, and a large number of people in this country are still sheep, you have to remember. They would support the government in that declaration, and it would give them the right, politically correct right, not the legal right, to just kill everybody there. And since they control the air and you would have no artillery support, you would be sitting ducks. That's just an absolute fact, Linda. There is, you cannot refute that.
That's about the only option they've got is air support because anything else they want to use is going to destroy Washington, D.C. and all the people in it. So if for instance, we have 2 million patriots there. The most that they can muster in terms of military support right now, if they could logistically get everybody there, would be 500,000 people. They're outnumbered 5 to 1. That's the biggest problem that they've got. They aren't sure they can count on our military, and from the help we've been getting from the military, I can guarantee you they can't count on the military. They may be able to count on a few. They may be able to count on some. But they can't stand that sort of egg on their face call. If they call out the military and half of them turn on them, it's an international incident. It's a disaster for them politically. So they're in a box. All right, do we call the military or don't we? And secondly, with the UN troops, we're finding there's not hundreds of thousands of UN troops in this country, as everybody was reporting, because right now the UN can't pass gas in this country that I don't hear about it. And we have only documented around 60,000 in the country. Let's just, even if they had 500,000, they're all from different countries. They don't practice well together. They don't use the same equipment. They don't use the same hand signals. They don't speak the same language. They don't work well together. And some of them don't even like each other. So they've got the Keystone Cops in the...
I want to read you something that came to me from Gary Hunt, roundabout. It says, on the Barry Young Show, KFYI Radio, Phoenix, Arizona, May 3rd, 1994, Linda Thompson, while discussing Gary Hunt, said, quote, he's a government agent. Everyone who has been associated with him has ended up arrested, end quote. She also said that I only get patriots in trouble. See, he starts this quote as if he's someone else reporting this, and then he reveals himself when he says, she also said that I only get patriots, she also said that I only get patriots in trouble, was a traitor to the country, a government operative, and was paid to do it. She then went on to say that she would not repeat my name on the air, that to give a traitor publicity was something that she would never do. These allegations are not new. They've been occurring for over a year and repeated on radio, television, and in writing. The only source of any information that might substantiate these claims is Linda Thompson herself. Others only lip her words. If they make these allegations, she has duped thousands with these claims, but she has never and can never offer proof to support them. Well, not only that, but he's lying through his teeth here, because before you ever said anything about him anywhere publicly, I revealed him as a government agent on this program when he stole a set of Kaji press credentials from us, and we saw him and identified him in your first video, Waco the Big Lie, as one of the pallbearers at an ATF funeral. Well, I didn't forget about it, because a requirement for Kaji press credentials is a color passport photograph, and that was Gary Hunt.
Well, we've got a whole file on him that people can order from our 1-800 number, in with some other information. There's a book called Secret that has some information about the Clintons. We did not write that book. It's from Sunset Publishers. But we've got a file called the Traitor Files, which is just a list of everything that I know that Hunt has done to get people in trouble. And one that ought to be added to it right now is that lady that traveled around the country with him for, 6 or 7 months.
Now, let's not get kinky, Linda.
Well, she did. Her name was Linda Lyons. I mean, she went with him everywhere.
I have a little humor. Don't get flustered.
After he had soaked her for all she was worth, she's in prison right now, or in jail, awaiting murder trial charges, along with her husband, George Silby, who was convicted of murder charges for shooting a policeman. Now, I had a friend of hers call me just out of the blue. I mean, I didn't know any of these people. And this lady called me, and she said she was convinced that Gary Hunt had something to do with it. And, you know, I mean, I didn't know this lady from Adam's house cat, you know.
Well, you'll remember that after Waco, there was this... Indian reservation up in Connecticut.
Oh, that was the thing.
That was under siege.
You saved my skin on that, and I want to just take, your listeners need to know how thoroughly you research your information, because that was probably the most valuable lesson I have gotten in researching. because I've always prided myself on researching things thoroughly myself. And with this Pagisat Indian scam, we were hearing all these stories about how the Indians were under siege and they'd been surrounded by government agents, and Gary Hunt had sent out a message to everybody saying, come to a picnic and bring your guns. So I called and I checked, and sure enough, you know, there was a Pagisat Indian reservation, and the state authorities had surrounded the place and so forth, and all that much of it was true. Now, here's the key point that you found that just totally devastated the whole situation. Those guys weren't Indians.
That's right.
You know, they had declared their home property an Indian reservation, and then they sued the whole town claiming it was an Indian reservation.
That's right.
Everybody's property.
It was no Indian reservation. They were not Indians. The state was trying to collect the legal cigarette tax, which is an excise tax, which is perfectly legal. It's not an income tax, which is illegal.
And it was a state action completely.
That's right. And they had every right to collect that tax.
They had been warned time and time again. And on top of that, there was mafia money behind this. I found this later. What they were trying to do was get this place declared an Indian reservation so they could put in a gambling casino like they've done on this one other Indian reservation.
Mm-hmm. And Gary Hunt was trying to get patriots to engage an incident and create some method by which the government could call us all terrorists.
And the same thing just happened with this whole big scam with the group that's claiming they're Branch Davidians in Colorado.
That's right.
Those guys are not Branch Davidians. One of them is Ron Cole, Gary Hunt's former partner. Another one is Wally Kinnett, who was a Branch Davidian, or at least he says he was. I interviewed him during the siege, and he was not in Mount Carmel.
You know, you just completely, absolutely destroyed Wednesday night's program.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, though.
But we're seeing these kinds of things because it's the Wizard of Oz form of oppression. The government picks its targets, it picks its opportunities, and it makes sure that it's going to have overwhelming force in the situations where it wants a confrontation so that they can stomp the little guy into the ground, throw some blood around, scare everybody to death, and leave everybody trembling in their corners. This is exactly how the Nazis operated in Germany.
That's the most important thing. It's to scare the sheeple into accepting the New World Order.
Yeah, they didn't have to go in and take everybody's guns by force. They only had to take one guy's guns by force, splatter his brains on the pavement, and the rest of the neighbors cowered in fear. Instead of realizing there's 100 of them and 6 of the Gestapo, they could, you know, pound them into the pavement, they would just cower in fear and give up their guns. And this happened in the Soviet Union. Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote about this very thing. He said, if all of us had gotten together and been waiting for them behind the door, we could have stopped them, but we didn't do it. And that's what I'm saying we've got to do. We've got to organize. We've got to know our neighbors. And when you ask about the agent provocateurs, this is the secret to no one being the head of this thing. I'm out here out front. I'm a PR guy. I'm a front man. But I'm not a coordinator. I have no knowledge of the individual unit's tactics or even necessarily their commanders or their leaders, because they can cut the head off this snake and it's not going to stop anything. Each of the individual units has to know their people. Each has to know their mission so that when they get there and somebody does something that's not part of the mission, that is not part of the plan that they have practiced and know, then they know that guy's got a provocateur right then and there. That person is endangering everybody on both sides, and that right then is the reason that person should be dropped on the spot.
Well, you know, it really doesn't matter. Whatever happens on September the 19th is going to be blamed upon patriots in this country. And
unless, of course, no, the scenario blame implies that we don't make it.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I didn't say that at all. I'm not like other people who are out here telling the world that you're crazy. And that's not something that I've ever said. My only nit to pick with you probably would be that you really don't understand military tactics, and that this, without control of the air and without artillery support, to march troops in the open into Washington, D.C. is absolutely not something that someone who did understand military strategy would ever do.
Well, they can't.
And of course, you've never claimed to be an expert in military strategy. You're a gutsy woman who's done an awful lot for this country.
Well, they can't use artillery in D.C. either.
They will use, Linda, listen to me. I've fought in a war. I know what they will do. They will use whatever they have to use, and they will have no conscience about it whatsoever. I can assure you.
All right, so you think they're willing to destroy Washington, D.C.?
Whatever happens will further the New World Order. Whatever happens, I'm going to tell you that right now. It doesn't matter how many innocent civilians get killed, because the patriots will be blamed for it even if they never fire a shot. And the sheeple in the country, not knowing who fired what, will believe whatever they're told.
That's true. And that's presuming we're not victorious, because in that case, the media's not going to be in a position to tell the sheeple.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
And what happens when we're successful and arrest old 200-300 congressmen and put them on trial?
Well, I have to tell you, quite honestly, I don't see that happening.
Well, honestly, I don't think they're going to be there.
I don't think they will either, knowing what cowards they are.
Now, what would be ideal, what would be absolutely ideal, would be if they totally ignore us, all right?
Well, that's what they're doing right now.
That's exactly what they're doing right now.
I haven't seen anything on CNN. I haven't seen anything on ABC or NBC or CBS.
And they can't. See, this is part of the calculated risk in this thing.
Well, if they do, then you can't be terrorists, see? Because if they do acknowledge what's going on, then they have to air your side of the program. They have to interview you or other people. And that's where the constitutional issues will come out. That's where the constitutional issues regarding the militia and the right of the people to ultimately decide the fate of the government will come out. And they can't declare you terrorists. But if they ignore you, and all of a sudden, on September the 19th, the whole country seeing on television Washington, D.C. being attacked, now you are really bad guys.
Yeah, but we're not attacking.
Well, that's not what the people will see.
Of the media, though, right now, they are ignoring us, as is Washington, D.C. officially.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem that they've got, we've put them in a trick box here, Bill. They cannot muster enough troops to D.C. to defeat 2.6 million people.
Linda.
Only 1%.
Linda, this is something that you have to understand. When they control the air, they don't have to muster even two people.
But they don't control the air. They're putting them, have you ever seen, you've been to Washington, D.C.?
Linda, they control the air. They control all of the airspace. You don't have one aircraft that you could put in the air to challenge what they have.
We don't have to put aircraft in the air to challenge what they have.
Then you know a secret I don't know.
All helicopters have fiberglass windshields. That's a secret. 308s take down helicopters.
Well,
you don't have superior air power if you don't have a target. Okay, this is a problem. The only thing they've got is helicopters that can get in between those buildings. That's it. That's what they've got to use. And you'll notice in Somalia and Panama, they didn't send in conventional forces. The reason they didn't is because they don't have conventional forces that are trained to do that kind of work. Instead, they send in their special operations group, the guys that fly the black helicopters.
But you're assuming they have an objective and they want to engage troops on the ground.
No,
they don't have to do that in this case. They could sit off with a bomber from 20 miles away and launch a cruise missile and hit whatever target they want within a reasonable margin of error.
Well, that's assuming everybody is all in some big cluster somewhere. That's not something I envision. I don't see.
Well, you see, that's what most of the people across the country see. That's what they hear. That's what patriots are talking about. We're gonna get in our cars and we're gonna go to Washington with our guns and we're gonna march down the street and arrest Congress.
Well, that'd be goofy.
That's absolutely correct.
All of the militia units have a job. All of the militia units have a target. All of the militia units have a function. None of it is to assemble in one big place and make a nice, big, happy, flappy target for anybody.
You know something? Even if this never happens, even if not one person shows up, if you scared the living hell out of these people, it certainly would make me happy.
They already have some hell scared out of them. We've already seen that because of how they've reacted. Do you realize that Clinton passed that Executive Order 12919 June 3rd, and then he passed another one shortly after that.
Well, he didn't pass anything. He signed them.
Yeah, he signed them. You're right. He has...
Stroke of the pen, create law.
Yeah, create law, but he's also delegated. He's they're sincerely concerned about Whitewater and the effect of Whitewater on Clinton because they've set up everything.
That's why they framed O.J. Simpson, and that's why every single moment of every day, that's all you see on every single channel on TV, that's all you hear on radio everywhere across this country.
Pull that wide open.
Is O.J. Simpson.
Do you know that Clinton played golf with O.J. Simpson 3 months ago?
Yes, I did.
Do you know that Clinton, that O.J. had a cocaine habit and ran in many of the same circles as our cocaine dealers?
Yes, I do. I also know that he was framed. O.J. Simpson didn't kill anybody that night. But
have you noticed what the SOG units wear? They wear black ski masks.
Mm-hmm.
And they carry military-style knives.
Mm-hmm. And there just happens to be a policeman there who thinks that somebody might be in trouble in that house.
And just happens to be a bodyguard that works for L.A. Police.
Yeah, and Vince Foster's murder, nobody's asking about that anymore. Nobody's listening to anything about Whitewater anymore. Nobody cares if we invade Korea or Haiti anymore. The only thing that the American sheeple care about is if O.J. Simpson is or is not guilty.
And I think it's a pretty foregone conclusion that when he wrote those letters saying, leave my kids out of it, he was certain that the same fate would befall his kids as it happened to his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't toe the line, and that's what he's doing, because he's got enough guts to do that. And God help him, because he's been set up. I'm as sure of it as I'm sitting here.
Absolutely.
And I think we should reveal who it is, because I've been revealing a lot of stuff about CIA and the different people connected with this mafia of federal agents that run drugs in this country, and that's what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
That crowd. I got a letter from one of the SOG units today that identified the murderer of Karen Silkwood as Keir McGee. And I think we can find the murderer of O.J. Simpson's wife if we look hard enough.
Well, I think that it's not going to be that hard if people will turn their attention away from all the bullshit and start doing what they should be doing and using their brains.
And you notice what they did in Haiti? They sent the SOG units in there, too. And they, what they've done, these special operations groups are... the.
You mean the Bobo Grits crowd?
Well, yeah, those guys.
Yeah.
Only these are Task Force 160 out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky. It's the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment that flies those black helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what the mission is, the pilot is from the 160th. They task in guys from the Rangers, from the 10th Mountain Division and so forth. They create little task forces to go out and do all these little jobs. That's what they did in Panama, that guy Durant that was supposed to be such a big hero that came back. Well, the reason he got shot down was the day before, he was one of the pilots of the black helicopters that had fired into a crowd of women and children standing in a food line. That's why he got shot down. And that's what these special operations groups do. They go and they fire on civilians. They create a diversion. Remember when Ted Royster said in Waco, we had our plan down, we had our diversion down, and they were waiting?
Mm-hmm.
Diversion was the helicopter firing into the house full of women and children.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how these guys drill and practice. They drop in SOG people. They parachute out of the helicopters, and then the helicopter creates a diversion by firing on people.
Well, these are the New World Order military officers, and their goal is to bring it about.
Well, that is what they're using now, because they cannot count on the conventional troops, and they know it. And that's why I say we've got them in a trick box, because they're put in a position of sheer numbers. I mean, we have so many people in our militias and so much support for this, including from our military.
Well, that's one thing we should talk about. Now, you and I know different, but I meet people all the time who say, this is baloney. There isn't any militia.
We'll see.
Well, I know that there is. There's a large militia across this country.
There's a huge militia across this country. We've heard from one group that's been organized since the 70s that has 5 million members. We've heard from a group in Florida alone that's got 40,000 members. Got a letter. I mean, there's not a day goes by that we don't hear from a militia commander that we've not ever heard of before. And then our own efforts have been all these people that have called in and said, I want to be in a militia, where's one in my area? Well, if there wasn't one, what we've done is we've tried to take all the people from that area that have written us, and we send them all out their names, and it's up to them to get together and do something. And they've done that.
Mm-hmm.
Done it all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds and hundreds of people. It's just incredible. It's amazing to me that in this short of a time, there's that many people saying, time's up, game's over, let's do it.
I guess we ought to tell everybody this time, August 1st through the 5th is the convention here in St. John's. You're going to be here, aren't you?
Yes. What day would you like me there?
Well, we have to talk about that off the air.
Okay. But, can't come for all 5 days because I've got to go to Virginia.
That's fine.
Right at the tail end there.
That's fine. We're also going to have probably Terry Cook. Bob Ross is going to be here. A. Ralph Epperson. A whole bunch of people. It's really going to be something.
Well, if you pick them, they're bound to be great. Because I, you know, the one thing that I continuously say to people over and over, and I was so concerned when you were talking about the militia march and so forth. They said, well, you know, Bill's never been wrong. And if there's anybody that I respect, it's you and your opinions. So it's given us a lot of pause for thought and things to consider. And as you can see, I don't think we are as far apart as we might have appeared to be.
Oh, no. My only bone to pick with you is in marching Patriots in the open with no proper strategic plan, no air, no control of the air. It's duck is sitting ducks.
Between now and September, they're going to have to do something because what's happening is they really are in a spot. They can't call the military after us and count on it. Wouldn't they have egg on their face if they called the military and the military drove the tanks up to the White House, pointed at the White House? Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something they can't risk happening?
It sure bring tears to my eyes, I'll tell you that.
And they're going to call in all these East Germans and Russians they think they've got in this country that can't work together, can't even talk together, and think that they're going to do anything with a bunch of trained veterans? I don't think so. Now, this is the problem that they've got.
Yeah, and it is a big problem, and you're absolutely right about that. We know from Kent State that they might be able to get their troops to fire upon their fellow Americans once, but after that, the troops will suffer a psychological breakdown. That much has already been proven.
Did you get a copy of that survey?
Which survey are you talking about?
The one that's been sent out to the American troops that were in Desert Shield and Desert Storm and...
You mean Desert Scam?
Yeah, and Panama. I've got a copy. I need to send it to you so you can read it over the air.
Yeah, please do. If you want to, you can put it on the bulletin board. In fact, let me give the BBS number out on the air.
Okay.
It's 602-337-2592. That's 602-337-2592. There is a public area. The public can download some files from the public area. In fact, quite a lot of files. CAGI members and intelligence service members have complete access. And Linda, once you've signed on the board the first time, then I'll upgrade your security. But
oh, okay, I'm on already. I signed on. I've been on there several times.
Oh no, we've changed it.
Oh, that's
we've changed software. We've changed everything. Changed
with
computers.
With internet access now too, aren't you?
We soon will have, but we don't have it yet. But we're running out of time. Would you like to say a few last comments before
we? A couple of plugs.
Yeah, whatever you want to
do. Okay, our 800 number to order information. Our tapes. We've got a new tape out that's called America Under Siege. It's not finished yet. It'll be finished this week. But it's got pictures of the black helicopters, the cameras on the light poles, the ID chips, all of the things that we've talked about on your program, my program, that has to do with what's going on right now. It's $24.95, and our number is 1-800-749-9939. And we've got a BBS. The number to connect our BBS is 317-780-5211. One thing I'd really like to do is hook yours up to ours as the Arizona node, because then you could carry all the files we get automatically, and it's free for you because it's an 800 number.
Well, we can talk about hooking them up and carrying each other's echo, but we can't be a node for anything other than us.
Okay, well, by being a node, you'd be carrying our echoes.
Yeah, we can do that.
Arizona, so that people could get access to it locally without having to call us long distance.
Great. We got to go.
Good notes so far.
Okay, thanks a lot, Linda.
Thank you.
And good night. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye.
Folks, if you want to be a part of our convention coming up August 1st through the 5th, listen for the address at the end of this program. If you're too slow on your writing ability to get it, call us, 602-337-2562. That's 602-337-2562. Good night, folks, and God bless you all.
Take a break, my man.